Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What is the most embarrassing hobby? Earlier I said someone wrote in and said, this is my hobby. It's not embarrassing, but people say it's Pokemon for adults. Like Pokemon Go for adults. What hobby does she have?
I haven't the faintest
Pokemon
idea.
For adults.
I feel like I had this thought like a few weeks ago of like, oh, it's kind of like Pokemon for adults.
Steve.
Geocaching.
No, but that is the same idea. Yeah.
Going Pokemon around looking for things.
For adults. Yeah. She have like pogs?
Nope. She says she's a nature photographer.
Oh. And that
it is kind of Pokemon for adults.
Okay.
Kind of. I mean,
little
adults play Pokemon. Yeah,
she's a birder now?
I guess.
Finding real life critters.
Foraging for mushrooms.
Yeah, I don't really consider that. I don't see that as embarrassing, though.
Mm-mm.
No. But yeah, photographing nature.
No.
It's only really embarrassing if you're terrible at it and all your pictures are unfocused.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the nature you get shots of are like dogs out your window, yeah. A squirrel in your own yard.
They're the ones who designed those pooping dog calendars.
Yeah, right. Yeah, animals pooping.
Those are true artists.
Text from Nashville. My wife has an embarrassing hobby. She started a hobby of candle making, but then started a giant wax tower. She loves it, but just keeps building it bigger and taller. She likes to see the reaction from others and found positive feedback on TikTok. I mean, at some point, you're going to get to the ceiling, right? Or is it a wax tower in the backyard?
I mean,
climb it up and throwing stuff on.
Reasonably weatherproof, I guess, unless it's real hot.
I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, me too. We need pictures of these things.
Chris in Illinois. My hobby is shaving. I got about $5,000 in traditional wet shaving gear, including a number of straight razors.
Wow. $5,000?
So you collect a variety of straight razors and other shaving accoutrements.
I can't imagine how you would spend that much.
Or why. But it's a weird hobby. You're right. You win.
This one from Flint. I play D&D every Wednesday without fail. Our party hasn't missed a week in many years. It's nerdy, but we love it.
No, that's not weird. Just lame.
Yeah, that's the difference. It has to be.
I mean, that's common.
Yeah.
People play Dungeons & Dragons and have for 40 years. So, like, that's not particularly weird. It's just lame.
Is it an embarrassing hobby, though?
I don't know.
At one point,
some, I guess.
That would have been, but I feel like that's become.
It's pretty common.
Kind of normalized. Someone wrote in earlier. When I first teased this and said, you know what didn't make me more popular? My hobby. I play blindfolded chess.
How?
So you just are really fingering the little pawns and the knights and things.
Rooks.
So you know what you're doing?
Guess.
I fail to see the purpose in that.
Seems more like a blind fetish.
Like, who? Do you play against actually blind people?
And why do you have to do it blind?
Like, why would it be better?
This is a weird hobby. Agreed. You nailed that. That is weird.
Mm-hmm.
If I walked by and I saw somebody wearing a blindfold playing chess, I mean, I'd probably be kind of rude and be like, are you blind? Or are you just wearing that?
Yeah.
Do you think there's
like,
any blind people
that?
Who put on a blindfold as a disguise?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Sunglasses are so passe. Yeah.
Like, no one will realize it's me because they'll think that can't be Terry. He's blind already.
Or maybe double blind actually reverses it and you can see.
Two wrongs make a right.
Yeah, two negatives make a positive.
This text, I write erotica stories for myself. I know. No one else gets to see them. The system and the world I've created is so convoluted and bizarre, I can't let anyone know I thought of it.
Wow. We actually know two people who write erotica.
Oh, yeah.
Two?
Yes.
One's a genie.
Oh, yeah.
What's the other one?
A magician?
Like, we all know the other one?
Yes.
I'm aware of it?
Yes.
I don't remember.
I guess she would always come up to us at live shows.
Oh, yes. Yep. Okay, we do. That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Steve, remember when you thought everybody who's blind had wheelchairs?
That is not exactly what
I thought. That is what you said, because we said Blind Alan from Scotland, and you're like, oh, yeah, he's got to have room for his wheelchair.
I'm telling you.
And we said why, and you're like, because he's blind.
I have a vision in my head. If I close my eyes, I can picture the photo that Alan sent us of himself sitting in his living room. There's a window in the background, and he's there in a wheelchair. It is not.
He can't picture that at all.
No. Poor guy. That's why he needs me to do it for him.
He wasn't born blind.
Yeah. But he can't see the photo that Steve is talking about that he's seen.
That's true. Yeah. Neither can Steve. This one, I collect houseplants. I have more than 150. I spend an hour every day at least cleaning and caring for them.
Boy, that is a hobby, all right. Then. I mean, it's an hour a day dusting plants.
Or goofy or embarrassing. Mm.
I mean, if you have a hobby that you like and it provides you joy and it doesn't hurt anyone, I don't care how embarrassing or nerdy it is.
When I walk into someone's house, like I have a bunch of plants too, but when you walk into someone's house where you can tell their plants like are the type you can easily propagate from, like mine are fine, they're healthy, they're happy, but people who like wipe them off and all that stuff too, their house just like smells better, it looks better. You live in a jungle, this is amazing.
This text from West Michigan, I collect different styles of boxer briefs. Like Jockey and
or there's like
Hanes.
The MeUndies brand where they come out with all different fun little designs where they got like T-Rexes
true.
And the ones you can get matching ones with your significant other.
That's true. Maybe that's it.
Weird thing to collect though.
Somebody says, I play wizard chess where you have to call your move. You have to keep a fresh map on the board inside your head if you're blind. Well, this is deeper than I wanted to do.
Wizard chess like Harry Potter?
I guess. Weird. I'm into iRacing, this person writes. I'm a grown man. It's embarrassing when I talk about it because people say, I didn't know you raced. And then I have to tell them, no, it's only on a computer. I could see that where if you're like, yeah, I won a feature last week. It's my first green flag since March of 2021.
Yeah, I'm really into racing.
I would totally be like, you have a race car? No, I have a PC.
Yeah, no, but I got to adjust the camber.
I got a neat chair in my house, though.
Now, that said, the detail of things you can adjust and do on your car, that is real skill that you need to win on iRacing.
Oh, I definitely want to do it. I'm not mocking it too hard.
I would need training in advance. Like, I would need a mentor to teach me about camber and everything else.
Yeah.
Steve, I'm going to airdrop you a picture from Katie, who I put this up on our social media at FBHW Show if you want to follow along. And Katie dedicated the largest room in her house to a TV show collection. You guys want to try and guess the TV show?
Friends.
The Office.
I would have said Friends, yeah.
All wrong. Keep guessing.
Seinfeld.
Nope.
Perfect Strangers.
Nope.
Undercover Boss.
Nope.
Cheers. Nope.
Perfect Strangers.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding, the TV show.
Mr. Belvedere.
Did you get it, Steve? Nope. It's not that.
Yes. My Little Pony.
Oh,
nope.
No.
But you're getting closer.
Care Bears.
Nope.
Katie.
Muppet Babies.
Nope. Okay. But it's definitely kid oriented.
This is hers. Bluey's.
That's hers.
This is
I
hers.
Love Bluey. No.
Not
Fraggle
this
Rock.
This is hers. This is a picture on our social media right now.
Oh, no.
And it's
goodness.
Over Katie,
who lives in a house all by herself. Katie Lonely.
Katie. Okay, so the book bag on the wall, I love that. It's really the mess on the floor that's throwing me off. Like, you got to get that cleaned up and really have like a specific like setup.
Yeah, then it'd
shine.
Be cool.
We need to know more about Katie. Go back through there.
I don't want to know anything more.
Katie, you need a giant print of Bold and Brash on your wall. That's one of Squidward's paintings. Yes. Beautiful. I have it on my house.
Oh, Katie.
Yeah, you've got to repaint for sure. The decor doesn't go with it. You got to make it look like SpongeBob's house or something.
Mm. Maybe she's still working on the acrylics.
It's a work in progress.
My husband collects pens and goes to pen conventions and spends hundreds of dollars on pens.
I go to a pen convention. That seems kind of fun.
It does.
Does it?
I think so.
This one, I collect clicky or retractable pens. They're my jam.
That's hilarious.
I love clicky pens.
I collect Monopoly board games. I own 30 different kinds. I don't even play Monopoly.
Wait, it's so strange to me when people get into collecting something like that, that they're not even really into.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't play Monopoly, but somehow now they collect Monopoly boards.
Kelly, this is a person you could hang out with. Okay. My hobby is tripping balls in national parks.
Love that.
Hot Wings, here's someone you could hang with. My hobby is not finishing things.
Oh, yeah, I'm great at that.
I like this one. This is something that Steve and Hot Wings could build in their house. I also sent this picture to Steve. Eileen on Facebook said, my friends and I like to play ring toss using a dildo and jelly bracelets.
They've made a ring toss with
a dildo on a beer pitcher.
Yep.
And then they're standing back with the string and jelly bracelets in their hands.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty easy to construct.
Look at all the ladies at this party. Three dudes with blindfolds. No wonder they covered their face. Tell you the one thing that dildo's never seen. A vagina.
No, definitely not.
Let's see. Oh, this text. I collect micro machines. That's right. The classic originals from the late 80s.
Wow.
I have close to 1,000. I keep them at work so my family doesn't find out I play with them.
That wins.
Yeah, micro machines. Holy
cow. Like the really fast talking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen any of those in a million years.
More of your embarrassing hobby on the way. Give us your best ones. We like learning. And we're judging all of them harshly, including the dumb ones we have.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.